unfortunate in the sense that, as a region, and I'm talking about SADC, and indeed as a continent of Africa, we do not, and I must emphasize, we do not expect any other efforts to be directed anywhere else apart from economic development. In Mozambique, there have been signs that the economy was on the mend, and it is unfortunate that the talks of this strife seem to be gaining ground. However, what I need to advise both parties in Mozambique is that it is only good for their own people in Mozambique and indeed the region as a whole that this issue be resolved as quickly as it can be, and also that each party comes forth to a negotiating table without conditions. But most importantly, it is only to the advantage of the Frelimo government at the moment that they ensure that peace prevails in Mozambique. And for that to happen, they simply have got to make sure that they acknowledge the concerns that have been raised by RENAMO at the moment. You see, ourselves in Zimbabwe depend heavily on Mozambique because we are a landlocked country, and our three means of ways of communicating are also dependent on the safety or peace that prevails in Mozambique. You are aware that the rail link, the oil pipeline, and also the road that we use for bringing in and sending out our imports and exports.
Dr. Dzinesa, your view as we look at this critical moment in Mozambique?
Yeah, I think it is important to stress what Mr. Mutsekwa has already pointed out, that the flare-up between Frelimo and RENAMO is actually unhelpful, especially when it comes at a time when Mozambique had discovered huge natural gas reserves in the northern province of Cabo Delgado. The country has been experiencing national economic growth of around 7.5% in the last 5 years. So it's unfortunate that instability in that country could affect the country's socio-economic growth trajectory. However, it is critical to also highlight that what needs to happen or the best means for diffusing tensions in Mozambique is for Frelimo and RENAMO to try and unlock the logjam in their negotiations. As Mr. Mseko has already mentioned, it is clear that a political, peaceful resolution of the escalating tensions in Mozambique would be the best way forward for the country.
Mr. Mutsekwa, as you mentioned earlier, you spoke about RENAMO's might as a military movement. Would you say, or do you think that it is possible for a return that we saw from 75 to 1992?
Certainly, I think circumstances have changed. And I can say the way in which I look at issues now is that RENAMO militarily now is weaker than what they were in 75. And therefore, that is the truth about the situation on the ground. But however, the emphasis, and I've said this before, the emphasis is not on how might militarily one side is. Because, once you start a war, and especially if this war is going to be a guerrilla warfare, which it is likely to be, you are not assured of who else might be coming on whose side. So the war can escalate. The important thing, in my view, is that we in Zimbabwe, and that includes the government of Zimbabwe as well, we want to stay clear of what is taking place in Mozambique at the moment. It is, in my view, very dangerous for any government official, and I'm saying this because I have seen quotes in the newspapers where the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chris Mutsamba, and the Vice President of the country have made comments that seemed to suggest that the RENAMO were on the wrong side of the argument. I think that is dangerous. We need to keep clear of that kind of an argument.
Dr. Dzinesa, your view and what this situation means for Zimbabwe, what are its implications to Zimbabwe itself?
Yeah, I think I would want to start by reiterating what Mr. Mutsepa has mentioned, that clearly the capacity of RENAMO to wage a full-scale war 20 years after the end of the civil war may have declined. But it is also important to note that RENAMO is still capable of acting upon threats to launch a campaign to sabotage a key Mozambican infrastructure. And it is also important to note that RENAMO's warmongering and a possible banditry activity might strike at the heart of Mozambique's core values, because the country says its core values are peace, unity, and harmony. And if that happens, that could dent Mozambique's image as a secure place to do business, and that would have a negative impact on the country's economic development. And when it comes to Zimbabwe, of the countries that share a border with Mozambique, I think it is Zimbabwe that has more, that has pronounced its concern about the current flare-up in Mozambique. In the past, we had the country's Minister of Defense, then Emmerson Mnangagwa, expressing concerns at the rising tensions between Mozambique's two main political parties, and that was as early as November 2012. And there have been reports that Zimbabwe increased its military presence along its border with Mozambique to monitor the threats that might emerge from that particular country. And as Mr. Mseko has already stressed, it is indeed imperative for Zimbabwe to monitor the developments in Mozambique, because we have the Feruca pipeline from Beira to Zimbabwe's oil refinery. Then Zimbabwe, as a landlocked country, also depends on Mozambique's transport routes. Then we also have the country's diamond belt, which is closer to the border with Mozambique. But as Mr. Mutsekwa has stressed, I think the onus should also be upon SADC as a regional body, because it is, I think, actually disconcerting that up to now we have not yet had a significant pronouncement from the regional body on the political situation in Mozambique. So it would be imperative for SADC as the regional body to which Mozambique belongs to make a pronouncement and also try to encourage both Frelimo and RENAMO to continue with negotiations so that a peaceful resolution of the tensions might actually be arrived at.